Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The NBA draft is tomorrow night. Lawrence, I find myself wanting them to take a stab and get a star. Like, this is what I expect a franchise to be able to do, is to find gold there. You've been here long enough. You should be able to find gold. There's Jalen Williams of
Tyrese Halliburton.
Tyrese Halliburton at 12 4 years ago. Jalen Williams at 10. I mean, 2 years ago, those are important players right there. It's like, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was what, 13 for the Clippers a couple years before that? You can.
Charlotte,
then the Clippers. Either way, you can find good players. Alperen Sengun of the Rockets was number 16 a couple years ago.
There are guys, but the question becomes, do you think the Bulls have the guys in the front office that are going to be able to identify them?
Of course not.
I mean, that's the worry. Now, look, we're not basketball experts by any means, but there are two players that kind of caught our attention. I want to focus on the guy that you like first, because we might not have time to go through mine, and we can do that tomorrow. But the reason I want to focus on your guy is that there was an actual conversation with the Bulls brass about this guy.
As Walter Clayton Jr. was dominating the end of games at the NCAA tournament, we were hanging out in the suite with Mark Eversley and Arturis Karnishevas. And I had a chance to talk to Eversley about Walter Clayton Jr., who I had fallen in love with. He did not say things that engendered confidence that they would take a flyer on him. And I don't think that they will. I really like that kid. I think you sent a really good scouting report by a writer
Kevin
today.
Kevin O'Connor of Yahoo was talking about the best shooters in the draft, and he kind of put them all in categories. And so what he said about Walter Clayton Jr., he had him under the category of best clutch shooter. He said, Clayton landed all the knockout blows for Florida on its way to a national title. In the Sweet 16 against UConn, he hit a go-ahead sidestep three to take a late lead, then made a deep off-balance three to bury the Huskies. Next round, he topped it off with a Steph-like three in the final minute while fading away from the basket. Overall, Clayton hit 36.9% of his pull-up threes and 39.8% of his catch-and-shoot threes throughout the season, with many of them in high leverage spots. He's just 6'2", not a vertical athlete, and already 22. And so he's projected as a late first or early second round pick. But after what he did in March, you can't help but wonder, are teams overthinking this?
Oh, man. I think a lot of teams are. Dude is a killer shooter. He's absolutely fearless. And that ends up mattering. And he makes his way to the basket. Yada, yada. Here's the thing. I'm a big fan. I've been a big fan. Somebody's going to get him. I mean, maybe it's going to be the Miami Heat all the way down to 20.
God forbid they get him. Because they will develop him.
Seen several mocks that have him going there. Doesn't that just seem Like, just
seems like the perfect player for sure. them to get their hands on.
Yeah, it really does. And then they can add him to their mix of just like, yeah, of dead-eye shooters. What Mark Eversley said is, he's old. See, we have so much time horizon. They want younger and projectable because of how far away they are. That was his initial very strong thought, is that he's just too old.
But as that conversation went on and that game went on,
he had big shots right there in front of him. And Eversley in real time was like, oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. And he's pointing at me across the suite and talking about it. So he's seeing it. So I'm sure he's more aware of him now than he was then. But he said he's old and he's short. You know,
he is.
So and I get it.
I totally understand.
And if they're looking at need, they've got Kobe and they've got Io and they're probably going to keep Giddy. And like, you know, they've got some guards. So they need a 6'2 shooter? They need another one. You know, it's so I'm afraid, though, that they're going to do something based on need for a team to be just a little bit better than they were last year in an East which is suddenly seeming open. I'm worried that they're going to take some of the bad lessons from all the injuries that are going on around the conference and say, let's just be okay. Let's just be a little better, and we need X instead.
I do think that they need scorers, though. And I think that that's what Clayton Jr. can be, is a scorer. But let's say that you don't want to do that. My fallback position for a shooter, not the guy that I like, but my fallback position for, hey, young, projectable, good size, is Liam McNeely from UConn.
I know you like that guy.
That guy, to me, he's 6'8". I think he's 19 years old. That guy strikes me as exactly what Eversley is talking about.
Projectable age-wise and athletically, and he can shoot.
And he's got the length that you would want, that would make them difficult to guard, maybe difficult to switch defensively on because of Modest as well. But he would be on my list. If you're looking for shooters that have athleticism and size, he's a guy that I really like. So we'll see. And there's another position, there's another player, and we'll talk about him tomorrow at some point, that I like for the Bulls.
Yeah, the one that you've liked for a while. And I think there's a real chance of that.
I think that Clayton will be there, but it does make me wonder too. It makes me wonder about him when people have kind of identified what you've identified in him. If someone's like, I like winners.
Yeah, I'll take a winner. I'll take a fearless winner who hits big-ass shots in crunch time of big games.
And has the statistics to back it up. Like, you aren't just looking at projection. You're looking at production.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, I like a winner, and I get that he's small. We'll figure out a way to make it work.
And that's a leader of a Final Four team.
Yep.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.